How did Rukmini hear about Krishna? By Krishna's mercy.
Quote, many saintly persons and sages like Narada Muni and others used to visit the palace of King Bhishmaka. Naturally, Rukmini had a chance to talk with them, and in this way she obtained information about Krishna. She was informed about the six opulences of Krishna, and simply by hearing about him, she desired to surrender herself to his lotus feet and become his wife. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 51.
The marriage to Rukmini is one of my favorite events from Krishna Leela.
Really? When someone refers to the divine pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the two-handed youth who enchanted the world with his flute playing and all-attractive vision, people tend to think of the childhood years in Vrindavan,
where Krishna playfully entered the homes of the neighbors and stole their butter. Breaking and entering, elaborate plots devised with his friends, who were around the same age.
Or Krishna dealing with the many asuras sent to Vrindavan by Kamsa, the king of Mathura,
Putana, Trinavarta, Danuka, and so on. Yes, the marriage with Rukmini was in a different phase of life. This took place in the kingdom of Vidarbha and also Dvaraka.
Legend has it that the official marriage took place somewhere in between, on their way back to Dvaraka, which is the underwater city of gates. Krishna had Vishvakarma created so that the members of the Yadu dynasty could have a place to live in peace.
Building a wall. A city with closed borders. No funds from Congress necessary, smiling.
Rukmini is the goddess of fortune. It makes sense that she would be the chief queen in Dvaraka.
The story is amazing. It is illustrative of several wonderful, meaningful concepts.
Such as,
I will give you my favorite. The idea of not needing to see God to believe in him. More than just belief, she was totally surrendered. She did not have a personal meeting. She was not standing on a rooftop one day and happened to see the all-attractive one, Shyamasundara, walking by.
You are correct. Hearing is more important in this regard. Simply accept the descriptions of Vedic literature through the ears, from an authorized source. Reading is the same as hearing, as the visual of the words translates to sounds within the mind.
What was the source for Rukmini? How was she able to hear about Krishna? That source would have to be considered a very important person. A great benefactor whose impact is beyond anyone's comprehension.
Narada Muni. Srimad Bhagavatam says that the great traveling preacher of the glories of God, the person visited the home of King Bhishmaka, who is Rukmini's father. This is the proper etiquette. Householders should invite saintly people to their home to hear transcendental topics.
Wow, so there was no schooling involved, right? I know during that time period the girls typically did not have formal education.
You can think of it like homeschooling. Learning by imitating others. You don't necessarily need to take any tests. Hear what the best teachers have to say. Just see the impact Narada made.
I know. It's amazing. No one can doubt Rukmini's intelligence, either. She made up her mind to marry Krishna. She would not be denied. She devised a terrific plan and also found a way to relay her ideas to Krishna,
who was miles away in Dvaraka. Saintly people take it as their utmost duty to rescue others in the same way, to ensure that they do not remain in darkness. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada devised a way to mass-produce transcendental literature of the Vedic tradition for this reason. Let as many as possible hear what has been missing for so long. A genuine description of God the person, the one to whom any conscious and sober person would be attracted. In closing, not by royal wealth distracted, to Krishna immediately attracted. After Narada Muni to kingdom came, and described one of Krishna name, who over Dvaraka presided, while Rukmini in Vidarbha resided, by sound only for plan inspired, proving that visual not required.